While New York City firefighters continue recovery efforts in Lower Manhattan, they're also working regular shifts fighting fires across the city. Some in the fire department are bracing for the administrative and psychological fallout from the loss of nearly 350 colleagues. From New York, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The rituals and traditions for firefighters killed in the line of duty are well established. Black and purple bunting hang on station house doors. The fire helmet of the fallen is offered to a surviving child or spouse. A flag drapes the coffin. There are bagpipers, and thousands, usually thousands of colleagues, turn out to pay their respects. But in New York these days, firemen are running low on bunting and flags. Few helmets of the killed survived the collapse, so fresh pressed new ones were rush ordered in time for funerals. Crestfallen and fatigued colleagues simply can't attend all the daily wakes and funerals for the few of the 343 dead whose bodies have been recovered.
It's just, you can't. You can't be two places at once. You can't go to five funerals that week and go to work, you know, and take care of things at home, which we're definitely letting go.
The department has discouraged the rank and file from speaking with reporters, but Steve Chase, a lieutenant with Midtown Engine Company 21, wants to talk. Lieutenant Chase laments that even the rituals of honor, usually an anchor of comfort, were undone September 11th.
This is too many. I went to a couple of, you know, funerals where there was a couple hundred guys in the street. I'm not knocking our guys. I'm just saying it hurts to see us not be able to do what we always do and to go the whole route.
21's namesake engine truck was demolished in the collapse, but equipment can be replaced. The company lost its highly regarded captain, 46-year-old Billy Burke. Outside of the firehouse, Burke served as a summer lifeguard. He loved photography, sports, and Chase says, gently prodding those he led.
I would overhear him telling these guys, hey, after we finish doing that roofing job, we're going to go running, right? Right, John? To the youngest, most fit guys. We're going to go running, right? I don't know, Cap, you know. I don't know if I can hack that. You can, come on. So he was definitely into pushing himself and getting the most out of it.
As another Engine 21 firefighter put it, there were some 6,000 killed, and I know every one of them has a story, but we lost our captain. Then walking past photos of Captain Burke, he went back to work. There are crisis counselors on hand for firefighters, but many say since the attack, just being together at the firehouse, trying to do normal things, as well as sharing stories and memories of the dead, has been vital, informal therapy. One commander said, ideally, I'd give my guys 3 days off to go do whatever they want. But even if I could, they probably wouldn't leave the firehouse or the debris pile.
They will never quit. The federal people there will basically have to throw us out of the site by hand to get us out of there until we get our last member out of the pile.
Bill Miro worked as a firefighter for almost a quarter century. He's now a top official with New York's rank-and-file Firefighters Union. Many veterans have seen burn victims and death up close, but Miro and others say they witnessed unthinkable horrors September 11th. It was raining people, one said. The falling body of someone who leaped from the tower's upper floors struck and killed one fireman in front of his crew. Now Miro believes the department faces the new problem of more firefighters with 20 years of experience calling it quits.
I can't tell you how many members came up to me that day of the fire, patted me on the back and said, well, I've just been to my last fire, meaning they're going to retire. You know, this was it. This definitely put them over the top. When our work is done here at this site, we're going to see a lot of experience gone.
That's on top of the brain and experience drain the department has already suffered. The Twin Towers attack not only took away some of the top brass, but depleted the ranks of some of its most decorated and veteran firemen, including members of specialized units. Back at Engine 21, Lieutenant Chase says the terrorists took away a lot, but not firefighters' sense of purpose and work.
You know what helps me? It's duty. I don't have to stop and say, gee, this is a vacant building, and that's just a skell, a squatter, or a junkie up there. You know, maybe, do I really want to do that? I got a wife and kids. You know, you already made that decision when you took the job. You know, like this terror attack, the one thing it can't take from us, at least, is that our lives and our jobs have meaning. They have real meaning. What we do has value, and we know that.
Eric Westervelt, NPR News, New York.